Checking in with Quincy City Council President, Councillor at Large Noel DeBona for an update on the April 24th City Council meeting. How are you, Noel?
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for spending some time with us. Appreciate it. It's been a little while since we had our chat.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks. It's been 3 weeks, actually. And we were looking forward to coming back in the council chamber last night. And we had a lot of agenda items.
Yeah, it looks that way. Started out with the Finance Committee, right?
Yes, the Finance Committee, you know, Councillor Kane had been working on the broadband, municipal broadband for some years now, and we created the creation of the Enterprise Fund, which was voted on last night in a 9-0 vote. So that's the next step into getting, an option of municipal broadband throughout the city of Quincy, which has been a hot topic for many, many years.
Yes. Any kind of update, Noel, on how the system would work?
You know, that's a really good, there's certain protocols in place and steps that have to be, and this is part of it, the creation of the Municipal Broadband Enterprise Fund. We're going to go into the next phase of things, and hopefully we'll get it up and running very, very, you know, the next year, hopefully.
Okay, as I understand, it's voluntary, right? So people shouldn't be concerned that they're being forced.
It's voluntary, you'd have to opt in, mostly. You know, it's not where we're going to put everybody in it, you got to opt out. So it'll give folks an option. Obviously, we're dealing with Comcast and Infinity and all the monopoly here in Quincy, and to give it an option. I know some people have gone to the streaming way, which they're using, like myself, you know, the YouTube TV, the Hulu, using Netflix on their different TVs and stuff. That's been a huge option. Some folks are still not been able to use that option. So this will give it, obviously, another one into that next dimension.
It's probably too soon, but is there any kind of estimates to how much it would cost the city to get this up and running?
I'll tell you one thing, Joe, I bet you it's going to cost a lot less. That's the only statement that I can really give. It'll give an option to cost a lot less. And the internet, getting the internet, it's been something that's can go up in price. I know my bill went up $20 just on the internet phase. It was like $80, and then it went up to $102. So I didn't have a lot of options. It's something that I very need in the house for the TV, as well as all the smartphones and laptops and everything like that to get on the internet. So we use it as collectively. We go YouTube TV now. We use you guys, QATV, through the live stream. That's been a great option that's happened in the last few years. Prior to that, we had to go, local, channel 8, channel 9 for most of our stuff, channel 22 for the schools and stuff. So this will bring us into the next phase. And Councillor Kane has waited patiently, and the folks and the citizens of Quincy have been waiting patiently.
Okay, and that was unanimous approval for the fund?
Yeah, approval, and we move it, and in the next phase, we'll get more information, bring it back to the council, and go in the proper protocol steps to get this up and running.
Okay, very good. Then you moved on to the regular council meeting, right?
Yeah, the regular council meeting was pretty, we digested a lot of agenda items. The biggest one that we started off was the CVS pharmacy on Quincy Shore Drive and the Southern Artery, the two ones that we have in the city of Quincy. The conditions there have been not very well. Some of the trash outside, the fences have been broken. They had problems with the dumpster being in the wrong location and not being moved. So I have to give a lot of credit to Councilor Harris for bringing this about, and then allowing the folks, the field reps, the attorneys, and the store managers to come in. So all four of them came in last night and talked about how they were going to willing to work with us. Unfortunately, in their situation, they have landlords. So they have to go through the landlord to allow the process of getting onto the property and doing fences over and cleaning up. I suggested that we do, I suggested every 3 months, every season, is to have a written update to the council, and the attorney will do that for us. Obviously, we'd like to have a monthly update and like to see if these things are in order, but we have to work with all three parties, which is the landlord of the property, the CVS corporation and attorneys, and then our counselors. So Councilor Harris did a great job with moving this, and within 4 weeks, we had them in the council chambers answering questions that we had towards them. So we're on the page of, we have a verbal commitment to do some things. Now it's really what I said, it's all about action. It's about getting this up and running in order for our constituency and the neighborhoods. You know, some of these CVSs abut, especially the one on Quincy Shore Drive, it abuts a neighborhood. And the other Quincy Southern Artery one abuts the Southern Tide Mill, which Councilor McCarthy talked about. We can tie into something and do something together collaboratively.
Okay. So was there a date set for them to come back and make a report follow-up?
They're supposed to do something in the next month. They're supposed to give an update to us. If no action is made in a month, I'm pretty sure that Councilor Harris will bring them right back into the council chambers and bring the landlords in as well. So I think he's done a great job with bringing this in. And we did a resolution last month on March 20th, and now they're in here on April 24th. So they did to get some action, and they did make the commitment to come in. And I did get correspondence via email and phone calls from the attorney. So they're at least trying to do their part. Now it's all about action and putting into motion.
Okay, very good.
The second agenda item that was on is a presentation of an analysis of the non-union employee compensation. This is something that the mayor has come to me as a council, as a president over the beginning stage. And I know he's been thinking about this over the last few years of bringing in, an analysis, a third party to do a compensation study throughout the city. These are going to be for non-union employees. Most of them will be for the department heads. And just to be on the same page with what their salaries are compared to other municipalities around us. There is an algorithm that Gallagher Insurance Risk Management Consulting brought in front of us. There's a 25 percentile, a 50 percentile, a 75 percentile of the average of where you need to be. They've brought in a lot of different factors. He's going to probably be coming back in and talking a little bit more about this, but the analysis is being done and studied right now. Mike Verborn is in charge of this, and he did a nice presentation in the council chambers last night. I think it's important. I didn't speak about it last night, but our tree warden. We had a tree warden 4 years ago. We brought him into the council chambers and brought a new position in. Very, very popular amongst the constituency, the residents of the city, the administration, the councilors. We all liked him for all his services he brought from Watertown and these other surrounding towns that he did. At the end of the day, the pay was just under a little bit what he was looking to move forward for his family and for the future. I believe he got another job for a good significant amount more. So we don't want to lose good employees down the road. And we need to look at it like an analysis like this. So taking an example is our tree warden, which we have another tree warden now, but we're not paying them probably to what their qualifications and specialty is. So I'm glad we brought on the tree warden, but it's something that's a topic every day. As we need to salvage our trees that are out there that aren't dead and keep them, if they're healthy, is to trim back the tree branches. So he did a great job with us, and he's moved on now. So it's something that we got to consider with other department heads and other other employees that you have a good employee, you probably want to keep them.
Okay, so where does it go from here now, Noel?
They'll come back into they'll do analysis, and they'll probably bring it back into the council for the final results study that they had, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Budget obviously is coming in. This probably won't make this year's budget because the budget's coming out in the next few weeks. We'll get right into it in late May and into June. So I don't see it hitting in there unless the analysis is done. But we'll see what happens.
Okay. Very good.
Another one was the enterprise. It went right into the revolving fund for sewer and drainage system improvements. The $10 million that went right into finance, so we didn't speak much about that. That'll be taken out down the road. Another big topic last night was a resolved, sponsored by Councilor Phelan. I co-sponsored it with the resolve about the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, which we had into the council chambers last night. I want to thank Councilor Phelan for bringing it in because it's a very important topic. We're looking to repair it and renovate that amphitheater. Obviously the rededication will be in the 40th is in, 2024, which is coming up. So You know, there's a friends of Ruth Gordon that were around the city, and they spoke about it. And Councillor Phelan brought it into the council chambers and allowed a resolution to move forward and to talk about, you know, let's putting the brakes on any type of tearing it down and saying, you know, we're gonna repair and renovate. Mayor's representative, Mr. Walker, said that they have no intentions of tearing it down and to work collaboratively with the city council as well as the friends of Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and doing the right thing for the city and the constituency. So I thought it was a good conversation. Unfortunately, it was a little bit of input from the crowd, and unfortunately, it's not a public input type of thing. At some point, this will be an oversight, and we could bring this out for a possible public input, and that would be up to us down the road if we're going to do public input, but. I think we got on the right page last night, something that was been talked about across the city. I mean, people writing articles in the Quincy Sun and stuff, but I think it's very important that we all get on the same page. And last night was a good step in the right direction.
Okay, very good. And I understand there was an announcement by one of your colleagues last night, Noel.
Yeah, unfortunately, Councillor Chuck Phelan from Ward 5 will be resigning after this year. He'll finish his term through December 2023 for the next five or six, seven months. You know, obviously, this will be his 4 years this time around. You know, he had served in the 90s quite a bit. It's gonna be hard shoes to fill because he brought a lot of knowledge and expertise from the 90s and in the 2010s and now into now the 20, you know, into the 20s. Losing someone with that type of experience and that type of knowledge, it's almost like when we lost Joe Finn from the city council back in 2017. He was just a person that had that knowledge. And when Chuck came on, he actually replaced kind of the Joe Finn, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the expertise of around the city. We're going to miss him dearly. He's been a great colleague, Joe. Fantastic colleague, to be honest with you. Very fair to the constituents. When it's time to make a stand, he made a stand. When it's time to sit back, he sat back. And he just was a great colleague to serve with. So we're going to miss him. But, you know, he's got a lot of other things going on. He obviously retired from the city of Quincy some years ago. He was the IT director for many, many years. He's also been in other capacities across Norfolk County as well. So we're going to wish him and his family well. But he's going to finish the finance committee because he is the chair. And he's got some other things that he wants to bring in before he leaves.
Very good. Anything else?
Joe, we're just looking forward to some good weather here, Joe. I think it was supposed to rain today. Hopefully the sun's out this morning, but we can get some good weather in here for everyone to enjoy. You know, we've had a light winter, but we still need to get out of the woods with the, you know, we'd like to get into the 70 degree weather or 80s, low 80s, but we're stuck here in the 50s. So got any newscast for me or any weather reports, Joe?
No big warm-ups in the near future, unfortunately. Sure. But I'm sure it'll be hot soon enough.
Soon enough, so we can get back on the steps and stuff. But Joe, thank you for everything you're doing over there at QATV. Thanks for having me on this morning, and we'll look forward. We're going to be reconvening again in 1 week on May 1st, so we'll be right back at it on May 1st.
Okay, yeah, and I understand from the mayor that the budget presentation's pushed up to May 15th.
It is. It was. It's a last minute thing, but you know things aren't fully in order, so it's going to be pushed up to 15th. So that the following 2 weeks we'll have the presentation. It'll push out some of our budget meetings, but that's the way things go, and we'll get it in because we have two later meetings in June. I believe it's mid month. I believe it's like the 14th and then the 22nd. It's the day after the holiday there. So it'll be pushed out a little bit. So we have enough time to fit it all in.
Okay. And we'll check in with you next week if that's okay.
That's great, Joe.
Thanks a lot, Noel.
Thanks so much, Joe. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.